こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、別居中の妻が凍結保存していた受精卵を無断で使って第2子を出産したことについて、外国籍の男性が第2子と自分の親子関係がないことを訴えた訴訟で、先週金曜日、奈良家裁は訴えを却下しました。別居中に妻が無断で受精卵を使い妊娠したことについて、妻が婚姻中に妊娠した子は夫の子とする嫡出推定規定に基づき訴えは退けられた一方で、判決では本来は受精卵の移植にも夫の同意が必要であると指摘しました。原告側は大阪高裁に控訴しています。
On Friday, the Nara Family Court dismissed a claim filed by a foreign national aiming to confirm that he had no parental relationshipwith a child born to his ex-wife using a frozen fertilized egg without his consent. The court ruled that because they were still married at the time of conception, he is technically the parent, regardless of consent. However, they also ruled that a husband's permission should be required to perform an implantation of fertilized eggs. The plaintiff is appealing to the Osaka High Court.
So, まあずっと生殖補助医療の法整備が実態に追いついてないっていうのは言われてはいるんだけれども、うん、日本は特に前に亡くなった旦那さんの凍結精子を使って妊娠した人が、その亡くなった旦那さんと子供の親子関係を法律で認めてほしいって言って、うん、まあ、それも却下されたんだけど、その場合は単純に多分相続とか、
うん、
親権とかの利益が特に認めることによって生まれるわけじゃないから、まあ、法律でそこを認めるまでしなくていいですかねっていう感じの判決だったと思うんだけど、そうだから、まあ代理母とか人工授精とかいろいろあるじゃない今は。あと卵子のドナーとか肺のドナー、精子ドナーとか。
So this is probably going to become more relevant an issue over time.
そう、多分ね、人工授精とかの場合は別にドナーでもそこまで問題ないのかなと思うけど、代理母だよね、
うん、
一応その分娩した人がお母さんっていうことに自動的になっちゃうから、うん、そうするとなかなか法律で認めてもらわないといけないっていうのは難しいっていうことになっちゃうから、今のままだと。
So what's going to happen with the actual implantation if permission is required to perform an implantationof that sort is.
Well, 私も不妊治療してるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だからもう毎回すごいサインするわけよ、いろんな書類に。Mm-hmm. で、それは私もサインするし、夫もサインするし。Mm-hmm. で、まあ、この人たちのクリニックでだから移植の前にそういう何もサインしなかったってことだと思うんだけど。
Mm-hmm.
で、こういう問題になったと思うんだけど、うちは移植の前も2人ともサインして日付も入れて、で控えと病院用とちゃんと2枚ずつとかなってたから、
うん、
まあでも変な話、別にそれもさ偽造しようと思えばできるじゃん。
いや、
ただサインするだけだからできるし、例えば離婚する前に書いといてもらったやつを、まあ、離婚した後も取っといて出すとか、
うん、
まあなんかね、そこまで病院もなんていうの、疑ってるわけじゃないから。
I mean, how do you think he feels? Like, what do you?
ね、でも旦那さんからすると困るよね。
Super immoral or is she evil or should he get over it?
I don't know. She's evil, but 困るよね、旦那さんからすると。
Right? I mean, you would at least. I mean, he would have liked to been asked for.Consent, right? I mean, anyone would in that position, I think.
しかも一人目の子供がいるじゃない。で、二人目だから、なんていうの、一人もいないで急に作ったんだったらまだしも、一人目は認知してて、もう一人目は認知しないっていうのもさ、なんか兄弟で差ができちゃうし、なんかすごい複雑になっちゃうから、旦那さんは旦那さんで大変だなと思うけど。
It's kind of weird to think about, you know, what's really been taken or used here, which is DNA material, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Information.
Yeah.
And with the tools that are being developed now, it seems like you could obtain DNA from almost anyone fairly easily, right? So you could, you know, show up at one of these AKB things and do some, get the
hair,
some sample of hair or something, and go back, and I don't know what the process is or if we're at that level technologically yet, but
conceivably,
yeah, there could be theft of DNA material. I mean, we're walking around leaking DNA all the time.
まあ今の技術の話で言うと、精子ドナーとかっていうのは、あのその提供者が死んじゃった時点で破棄するっていうことには一応なってるらしい。もう死んじゃったらね、同意するも何もできないから、もうその時点で捨てちゃうっていう。だからうちも今卵2個受精卵凍結してあって、毎年お金払えば1年間保存、そのまま延長してくれるんだけど、だからもし、だから離婚するときにさ、その、まあ、いろんな手続きとかがあって、その卵のことを旦那さんが忘れちゃってるとかね、あれどうなったっけみたいなとかさ、まあ、あの延長の料金を払わずに破棄してるんだろうなってアスームしてる場合とかね、いろいろ。だからまあ確かに勝手にやろうと思えばそこまで大変ではないよね、あの女性にとっては。その女性の方がやっぱりクリニックに行くじゃん、行く機会も多いし、その今など何がどうなってるかっていうのを把握してるの、
His limited attention to the whole thing may have, you know, facilitated this to some extent.
とか、まあさすがに使わないだろうって思ったとかね。
This whole this idea, you know, like she doesn't necessarily want to have something to do with this guy, right? But she wants genetic material in order to have a child, right? Should there be some public database of high quality genetic material for people that want to have children in the absence of a spouse? Or what are there opportunities for stuff like that? What is the this whole, the old dynamic of if you want to have a child, you need to have, you know, a very strong relationship with a person who you've selected, and they need consent. Wasn't even an issue because consent was assumed. Because
so, だから逆に不妊治療のクリニックとかも結婚してないと、あの患者として受け入れてもらえないから、まず、だからあのなんていうの、女性同士のカップルとかの場合は、もう友達とかに精子をもらって自分で入れて妊娠するみたいな人は日本でもいるみたいだけど、だ
からその、 Is that the most common way?
I think so.
Is from friends or?
ただだから人工授精じゃ妊娠できない場合、体外受精をしなくちゃいけないってなると、あのゲイのカップルの場合は難しいことになっちゃうよね。日本だと結婚しないとダメっていうルールがまずあるから、なんかそれもなんか今後、まあ、そもそも日本は同性婚認めてないからそっちが先かもしれないけど、そもそもそれをどうするかとか。
Making people is getting more and more complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
そうだ、
ね、It's challenging our legal systems. It's challenging、ね、our expectations.
ただなんかこの奥さんの気持ちも分からなくもないというか、その、まあ、もちろんなんていうの、旦那さんがやめてって思ってるのに勝手に受精卵を、もう離婚するって決まってるのに勝手に受精卵を使うっていうのは良くないんだけど、ただその受精卵を作るまでの過程っていうのがあって、女性の負担ってすごいわけじゃん、ですごい大変な思いして、すごい痛い思いして、やっとできた受精卵、であと何個かこう冷凍庫に残ってて、その分のお金も払ってあるっていう状態で、まあその結婚生活が破綻したからそれを捨てなきゃいけない、
Mm-hmm.
なんか自分に戻せば子供になるかもしれないのに、
right.
捨てなきゃいけないっていうのも確かに、
mm-hmm.
なんていうの、簡単なことではないんだよね、やっぱり。
Yeah, I mean,
なんか、はい、分かりました、じゃあ別れるから捨てましょうっていう。
I empathize with that、
mm-hmm.
or I understand, you、
yeah.
know, that, but it, I also identify that as a, you know, the clear motive for what she did、
mm-hmm. そう、だからなんかそういうエモーショナルなところも考えると、こう一概に責められないなと思うけど、うん、
The guy's position is pretty difficult, no?
そうだからお互いね、what? 本当にかわいそうっていうか、なんか
So what, you know, how I mean, would, what do you He doesn't want to be recognized as the parent of this second child、
うん、
But I don't really understand what that means.
だから responsibility が
ないってこと
でしょ。
Right, to pay, you know, to support the child, right?
そうそうそうそう。
But legalities aside, you know, like, what, how would you feel about that?
ね、なんかその人もでも結構記事では、だから、すごい難し、辛いと言ってた。
well, yeah.
で、それはそうだよね。だから本当に、
yeah. I mean,
だって欲しくなかったわけだから、
うん、
責任を急に負えって言われても戸惑うし、かといってでも自分の子供であることに間違いないし、もともといる子供の兄弟でもあるから、うん、じゃあもうね、何も見なかったことにしてっていうのも、なんか、なんていうの、罪悪感はあるじゃん、自分のせいではないとはいえ、うん、でもこういうのがだから多分今後増えてきちゃうよね、やっぱり
For sure, these kinds of、uncomfortable situations、
うん、そう、次、カリフォルニアのハンバーガーショップカリバーガーのパサデナ支店が一昨日より顔認証で注文できるサービスを開始しました。顔を登録しておけば毎回細かく注文しなくてもすぐに過去の注文履歴を引っ張り出せるほか、ポイントも貯まります。現時点では支払いはクレジットカードが必要ですが、来年までに支払いも顔認証で済ませられるようにし、国内外に順次展開する予定です。顔認証を使った支払い自体はすでに今年9月から中国でアリペイが展開しています。
California Burger Joint Cali Burger in Pasadena installed a facial recognition burger ordering machine 2 days ago. Once the machine registers your faceIt will pull up a detailed order history and keep track of your points. While currently it requires your credit card, by next year it is expected to be able to confirm payments using just your face and to be installed overseas. Facial recognition payment systems have been in development since September by China's Alipay service.
そう、これはなんかあの、なんだろうね、カスタマイズ注文が多いアメリカならではの発想の気はちょっとしていて、
No pickles とか、
そうそうそう、だからこれは抜いてドレッシング別で、このソースじゃなくてこっちに変えて、レタス抜きの何のとか、いろいろめんどくさいじゃんみんな。
Do you do that? Do you, or do you just go cheese burger like straight up?
まあアメリカにいるとき、あ、でもドレッシングを別にしてくれとかは言う、ヨーロッパとかアメリカにいるときは。日本だとね、大体なんか絶対できるでしょっていうことでもできませんって言われるじゃん。
It's impossible.
そうそうそう。
It is literally impossible.
そう。
Cannot be done no matter what.
そう。
No matter how much money you offer.
そうなの。
We can't give you another ketchup packet. It's impossible.
そうなの。だから、あの、いや、あの、こっちが損するようなことでもダメじゃん。できませんって言われるじゃん。
Yeah.
だから、そう、ただアメリカだと、まあ日本でもスタバとかはね、結構みんな細かいカスタマイズ注文する人はいるかもしれないけど、まあ、なんかそれを毎回言うのがめんどくさいから、顔認証でもういつものやつって分かってくれると便利だねっていう話だよね。
I want it for pizza. There's certain things I don't like on pizza. I don't want ツナマヨ. I don't want corn on my pizza.
Yeah.
What else is there? I don't know. Olives, anchovies. There's just a bunch of weird stuff that people put on pizzas.
Yeah.
You don't customize. You don't customize pizzas.
デリバリーの時?
you have to customize it, right? Do you just get it like that?
Yeah.
Just as is? You trust
these people? いつも同じやつしか頼まないもん、デリバリーのピザ。
どれ？
あのね、え、あれ何？ドミノピザかな？スパイシーデラックスっていう、なんだっけ？ Oh shit! Oh my god!
What?
My memory! この辛いやつ、辛い緑のやつ。
緑のやつ。
Yeah, pepper, like a
jalapeno.
Yes, jalapeno が乗ってるやつ。
Why did you forget jalapeno?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jalapeno 乗ってるやつ。あるじゃん。
うん。
あれしか食べない。
あ、そう。
あれが一番美味しい。だからカスタマイズしないね。
ふん。
ふん。
なるほど。
アメリカいたらでも言う、なんかいろいろこれ抜いてとかあれやってとか。
That's the only.Not the only, but that's one of the greatest things about greatest things about being in America is you can actually order, you know, customize your order. You can ask how you want it cooked. Can I change these fries to like whatever? You know, can you just throw, it's not even on the menu. Can you just throw some eggs on the side? Like they'll do all of that anywhere.
あとなんかさ、昼に行って朝ごはんのメニューとか今できるって聞いたらできる時とかあるじゃん。
Uh-huh.
あ、いいよ別に、時間外だけどやってあげるとか、そういう、そうだね、そこの臨機応変さはアメリカのいいとこだね、そのレストランの。
You walk up like, oh, can I have some ketchup? And they just grab a handful,
oh, yeah, yes.
like 30 of these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 超くれるよね。
They just dunk it into your bag.
Yeah, yeah.
right?
うん、ハワイに1ヶ月いた時、そのケチャップを家で使ってたもん。だからケチャップ買わなくてよかったもん。
Yeah.
全然いらない。
You get like 2 weeks worth.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily. You eat out once. So is this facial recognition thing like, is this straight minority report? Have we arrived at the official?
どうだろうね。一応なんかその CEO はデジタルワールドで Amazon がもうエスタブリッシュしたようなことをリアルのワールドでもやりたいっていう。だからつまり指紋認証とかでもう全部一気に買い物から決済までいけるわけじゃない？iPhone とか使えば、だからそういうようなスムーズな感じを現実の世界でも達成したいと言ってた。だから顔をピーッとやるだけでも、ああ、あなた欲しいのこれでしょ、はい、もう決済も終わってます、だから財布もいらない。
Is there a certain facial expression that I make to order certain things? Like I don't like I smile if I want this burger and I make like a sour face if I want this burger.
レモネードとか、
yeah,
like, それ面白いね。
And I can justYou know, I make a series of facial contortions and they know exactly what I want.
でもちょっと恥ずかしくない？その人が見てるときにさ、一人でカメラに向かって変顔してたら、yeah. 便利そうではあるけど。あとなんかこう、
I mean, that's what people say about everything though. Like people used to think it was weird to stare at your phone, but now it's weird. Now like,
まあね、
now you open a catalog and the models are staring at their phone in the model.
Yeah, yeah.
In the picture, so.
あとなんかこう人と喋るのが苦手みたいな、人とかもこういう方がやりやすいかもね、
だから
日本もちょっとさ、もうちょっとカスタマイズできるようにしてほしいよね、メニュー。
I kind of like how it is here.
なんかその
You can't be The worst thing you can do in Japan is just be 迷惑 It's the worst.
Yeah.
And so just enjoy the harmonyRelax. Don't be an asshole. In America, it's like, I want this and I want this. No, that's not what I wanted. Give it, you know, the whole, I like it, but it's kind of gross too. Do you know? There's like a,
なんかたまにさ、その、いや、これぐらいは、
yeah.
いいじゃんみたいな時もあるじゃん。
For sure. But that's, you know, that's your,It's perfect for, that's just what you want, you know?
Yeah. マニュアルがあるから、日本はね。
So what's the future of the, if we had these everywhere, right? So if you go to eat ramen and it recognizes your face, like everywhere you go to Starbucks, it reads your face, you go, like if this just became the standard, you know how like they have the ticket machine at ramen shops and they have the, you know,
yeah, yeah.
buttons you can press.
だからどうだろうね、その自分のネットとかの活動と顔とかも結びついてくると、 なんかこうネットの匿名性みたいのがもうちょっと薄れたりするのかね。まあ Facebook とかはそうじゃない、もう本名と顔と自分の投稿内容とかが紐付けられてるけど、うん、それがもうちょっとなんかリアルにもにじみ出ていくと、
うん、
どうなんだろうね。
I mean, we're calling this a payment system, but all you really have to do to make it work is to know for sure that that's your face. That's the only thing this technology is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They just need to know that it's you, for sure. A lot of things are being automated like this these days. You know, like the self-ordering Amazon thing and the...
Yeah, yeah.
like the new cars now, you walk up to the car and the car door just opens automatically. And we're kind of... If you pay enough money, you can kind of live in this super automated, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's like the Bill Gates house.
今あれだよね。双子だけどうする問題があるもんね。こう iPhone X とかも双子だといけちゃうみたいな、で iPhone はさ自分が持ってるものだから別にね双子が呆れたとしてもそんなに問題ないけど、決済とかになるとねどっちか見分けられないってなっちゃうと結構困る気はするけど、例えばスイカとかさ、じゃあもう顔にしますってなってもう改札を顔ピッてやったら通れるみたいな、その各個人がいくらチャージしてるかっていうのをもう顔で判断してくれるみたいな。
If you walk through, they charge you.
そうそう。
You don't need to. You can just have nothing on you. You can be naked. You can be carrying nothing.
Yeah,
and you walk into the station, and they know who you are, and you get charged 210 yen.
そうそう。とかってなった時に、双子の人はじゃあ どっちにチャージされるのかみたいなことでしょ。どうすんだろうね。
I don't know. Just wear a hat.
この間 iPhone X でなんかアジア人の女性が2人やってみたら、その他人同士なのにいけたみたいな iPhone X、でなんか racist みたいな感じでまたなんか記事になってたけど、
yeah.
アジア人みんな同じ見た目だってことかみたいな。
You know, maybe everything's just disappearing. Like that's kind of what our technology does.
そうだね。
Is it just makes things disappear, which is weird, because there was nothing here before the technology.
だってどこだっけ？なんか北欧でも小銭ないとこあるよね。
Really?
ないっていうかあるけど、もう誰も使わない。全部電子。だから子供のお小遣いも電子マネー。でも小銭あんま使わないよね、もう。私もあんま。
I do. I always pay with cash.
あ、そう。
Yeah, and I always do the math, and I always put out the...
あ、ちょうどのお釣りが来るように。
ちょうど、or I get...
500円とか。
50円玉。
Right.
You know, that kind of... I feel... I don't know. It'll pay off as I deteriorate into senility.
小銭使う。なんかスーパーもデビットカードで払ってるのね。で、コンビニはスイカじゃん。てかパスも。
You don't get points if you do that, right?
あ、でも T ポイントカードデビットカードと一緒に出したらスーパーでもらえる。とか、だから小銭を使う機会があんまりないかもしれない。何？何のニヤニヤ？静かにニヤニヤしてもさ、聞いてる人わかんないから。次。
According to new research conducted by Nottingham Trent University and the Thyagarajar School of Management in India, the obsessive taking of selfies, dubbed selfitis, is a diagnosable mental disorder. The researchers began their investigation on selfitis following a hoax news story in 2014, which claimed that selfitis was a mental disorder officially recognized by the American Psychiatric Association. The researchers used a focus group of 200 participants to develop a self-itis behavioral scale with 3 degrees of severity as follows. Borderline self-itis is taking photos of oneself at least 3 times a day but not posting them on social media. Acute self-itis is taking photos of oneself at least 3 times a day and posting each one on social media. And chronic self-itis is an uncontrollable urge to take photos of oneself around the clock and posting the photos on social media more than 6 times a day. The research was published in the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction.
学会誌 The International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction に掲載されたノッティンガム・トレント大学とインドのティアガラチャ経営大学院の研究で、2014年にフェイクニュースにより広まった自撮りへの執着は精神疾患の一つであるという仮説をもとに、実際に自撮りへの執着が診断可能な精神疾患なのかを分析しました。研究では200人の被験者を以下の3つの重症度に分けました。1. 境界線。少なくとも1日に3枚は自分の写真を撮るが SNS へはアップしない。 2. 急性型。少なくとも1日に3枚は自分の写真を撮り毎回 SNS にアップする。 3. 慢性型。常に自分の写真を撮りたい衝動に襲われ1日に6回以上写真を SNS にアップする。
Yep.
Hmm.
Do you have self-itis?
いや全然ないね。てかその前にね、このティアガラジャ系大学院のティアガラジャっていうのが日本語にないなってない、この学校名が、うん、めっちゃ調べたんだけど誰も日本語に、
Maybe you're
あんま日本で有名じゃないのか、いやなんかあんまりないからこういうことびっくりした。まあ、いやちょっと関係ない、ごめんね。自撮り、自撮りしないよね、あんまり。
Have you? How many selfies did you take this year, you think?
This year? え、しかも自撮りっていうの、人と写ってるのも入れて。だから一人の自撮りはもうほぼない。年にもう一回ぐらい。
It's still a selfie if you're with your friend.
Okay. まあそれも。
Like, let's take a selfie, right?
だから旦那と自分とか。
うん。
だったらまあでもなんだろう、でだからこの間結婚式に行ったのね、
うん、
夫のいとこの結婚式、
うん、
そこで 2,3 枚ぐらい自分と夫のセルフィーは撮った。
Was it your idea?
うん、でもどこにもアップはしないよね。
Doesn't seem like you have self-itis. Have you ever hadEven a mild self-itis? You went to Prikura on like
あ、そうだからプリクラはそうだね。もう本当に1日おきとか毎日ぐらい行って。
See, these researchers out in Tiagaraja don't know about the
そうだね。だからプリクラ aspect of self-itis. 自撮りのでも走りだもんね。
The original self-itis, I might even say. Like,Pre-selfie selfies. そうだね。
まあ確かに病気といえば病気だね。毎日毎日さ、友達と自分の写真を撮って、いかに可愛く写るかみたいな。で、それを友達同士で交換したりとか、まあ彼氏にあげたりとかして、なんかこう、なんかが出てたんだろうね、脳に。なんかの物質が。
Endorphins or...
うん。なんかその、もちろんプリクラもそう、高校生の時はなんかプリクラだし、大学生になったらデジカメとかでもうなんていうの、オート、
うん、
オートにして友達ともう自分たちの写真ばっかり撮るみたいな、
うん、
もうクラブに行く時とかなんかパーティーの時とか何でもいいけど、あとはもう友達と2人でホテルに行ってなんかコスプレみたいな、なんかエロいサンタの格好とかしてオートでもうなんかセクシー写真を撮りまくるみたいな。
What?
なんかその時の彼氏とかに見せるためにとか、そうだ、だから自分たちの写真をめっちゃ撮るっていうのは本当にそれぐらいの年齢でもう終わった、私は。
I heard
でもその時はすごい撮ってたと思う。
I was standing at the crosswalk waiting to cross the street and I overheard these two guys talking andThey were just saying that this is like Jikochu no Sedai, or this is like kind of single serving or self serving or self oriented, self obsessed、okay. kind of narcissistic generation、of human beings.
でもそうなのかな?
But I think it's true, you know? You have your own page, it's all about you, your profile, your. We never got to have any of this stuff. Everyone was nobody before the internet. Who are you? Who the fuck? Who do you think you are? We've got NASA and the president and people on TV and shit. Who are you? But now...
今の世代がでも特別そうっていうよりかも、そういうツールがたまたまあるから、人間っていうのはツールさえあれば、自撮りをめっちゃしたくなる生き物なんだなっていうことだと思う。
That's definitely true.
だってさ、マイスペースの時とかさ、マイスペースの時もみんな超自分の写真あげてたじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
もう何枚も。しかもだってインカメがないから、え、どうやってと、だからもうデジカメ？どうやって撮ってたんだっけ？でもオートだよねだから。もう記憶が、記憶がもうないけど。
I just remember people were customizing the shit.
そうだからキラキラみたいなのつけたりとかさ、
yeah,
音楽つけたりしてさ。
It would play super loud music right away and.
そうそう。だからただ今 iPhone みたいにこう撮った瞬間にアップするみたいな、そこまでなんていうの便利ではなかったじゃん。
It's streaming now. It's streaming.
そうそう。
Your phone is a window into reality.
そう、だからうちらの世代が今ほどやんなかったのは、ただ単にそこまで便利なツールがなかったってだけで、あったら多分やっちゃってたんだよね。
Sure. I mean, I'm not judging us doing it. We're monkeys. I don't think we're above any of this. But there is definitely weird behavioral loops that we get into, addictive behaviors. I mean, you can say, like, well, there's pachinko machines, so people are going to play pachinko. Well, you know, like, it's not really, you know, we have to look at what's happening. And I think the danger, you know, we talk about, oh, these robots are going to take over and the machines are going to... The danger is that not that machines will become human, but that humans are becoming like machines
yeah.
as we integrate ourselves into our technology and dehumanize ourselves, and our behavior becomes more and more controlled by an algorithm that manipulates the release of dopamine in our brains.
Yeah. なんかさ、その年齢のせいな、なんだと思う？でも、その例えば私が18歳、19歳の時にその自分をいかに可愛く見せるかみたいな、
mm-hmm.
で写真撮ったりプリカ撮ったりして、それをもうみんなに見せたいわけじゃん。マイスペースに載せたりとか、mm-hmm. ミクシーに載せたりとかして、
mm-hmm.
そっからその今のそのなんかそれに全く興味ないし、みんなも別にその私の可愛い様子をそんな別に見たくないだろうなって、興味ないでしょうねっていう、なんかそれはただ単に年取ったっていうことなのか、何なんだろうね。
Well, there's always...
何が変わったんだろう?
There's always, you know, been there, done that. You know? That's always the biggest thing, I think.
もうやり尽くしたってこと?
Well, if you were still in Purikura machines taking selfies,
What am I doing?
What are you doing? Right? I mean, after you, you know, you spend so much time, your whole life, as a child under your parents in the home protected, and you go out into the world and you seek validation, you want people to acknowledge, like, I'm a person with my own ideas, my own beliefs, my own appearance, my own style, my own vibe, all of this, and it's out there for the first time. And when you're trying to figure out who you are, I think, you know, taking selfies is somehow either super attractive or a part of that process. I mean, you have to think about yourself. It's your job to figure out who you are in that transitional period of your life. I mean, if you don't do it then how are you going to figure out what you're going to do the rest of your life?
I guess.
Right?
Yeah. It was like, I had to take pictures. Every time I hang out with my friends, I had to take pictures. Or it didn't happen. 本当そんな感じだった。
いや。
けど今だから友達と集まっても誰も写真なんか撮んないじゃん。めんどくさいし。だから逆になんか人間の写真がない。猫の写真しかない。
It's amazing that it's めんどくさいと take pictures when it's easier than it's ever been. You used to have to develop the、
ね、
you used to have to take this role and take it to a building and you,
お金払って、ね、
you can pick it up the next day and、yeah. someone's seen all your crazy pictures, but、yeah. you know, that's just part of how it goes. And
そうだね。
That's all, it's so easy now. It hasn't really, I mean, we take way more pictures than we did before, right?
Yeah. I saw Judd Apatow's stand-up この間、テレビで。 I want you to watch it.
What do you say?
なんかね、彼はお父さんなんだよね。それで子供がティーネイジャーなのかな、多分。そのなんか苦悩っていうか、なんかそのジェネレーションギャップがすごいわけじゃん。で、娘はすっごいなんかセクシーな格好して、まあ10代なんだけど、なんかもう肌めっちゃ出てるみたいなのをインスタに載せたりとかして、なんか、ああ、そんな出さない方がいいよみたいな。そんな見せるもんじゃないよとか言うと、ああ、なんか、Are you slut shaming me? とか、なんかいろいろ言われて、なんか、ああ、そういうことじゃないみたいな。でもなんかこう、He doesn't want to tell her that he's concerned because all the guys are going to be jerking off to the picture, right? Like, he doesn't want to say that to her. So it's like, ah, じゃあいいや、forget it みたいな。なんかもう、ああ、お父さんかわいそう。
Well,
っていう感じで面白かった。
Well, after you did that bit, then people are really jerking off to that picture. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It must be hard to be a parent.
So,
it's hard to know the right thing to do for yourself, let alone someone.
So, and he was saying, you know, in stuff a different that, generation. Like, that we sometimes say, like, are we saying this because we're old and like we have no clue? Or, you know, are we ruining this young generation? Or, you know, What are we doing here? And no one knows the answer. And it's like, but then like if you have a child, then you actually have to communicate with them. And it's, well, and it sounded really hard.
It's just because being an adult is kind of a fake position of authority. You're just a slightly larger monkey that knows slightly more, but you don't know shit compared to, you know, the whole world and everything that's going on.
It's like the, almost the entire bit was about that. なんか結構面白かった。なんかすごいちっちゃいトップを着て、娘がなんかいいレストランに来て、なんか、ah, like, do you want to wear a sweatshirt over it? みたいな。She's like, no, I love it. もうなんか、ah, どうしようみたいな。でもそれが結構容易に想像できるじゃん。だからこう、
What would you say?
辛い。
Would you support it or would you be against it or would you be a slut shamer? When it comes to your own daughter, all of a sudden the rules are slightly different, right? But every woman is someone's daughter.
Yeah.
So there's, we haven't reconciled that whole thing.
Yeah. 多分すごい正直にならないといけないと思う。だからダメっていうんじゃなくて、
People will jerk off to this.
そうそうそう。とかなんかなんでそれがやめた方がいいって自分が思うのか、で自分の失敗談とかさ、だからなんか私はキャバクラでバイトしたことあるけど、自分の娘には絶対やってほしくない。でもそれはダメっていうよりかはそのやらない方がいい理由があるから、それをなんていうの、できればやらない方がいい理由っていうのはあって、それを多分説明して分かってもらうしかないよね。
It's not gonna work.
だから子供とはいえ別の人だもんね。だからもうその人が何をしたいかとか、どういう決断するかっていうのはもうその人の、ultimately その人の自由だからなんて言わないけど。
Sure, but when does that, I mean, that's always true, even when they're five.
Yeah.
So what do you do then?
だからさ、自分が若い時に全然遊んでなかったら、逆にそこまで心配じゃないかもしれないと思う。自分がめちゃくちゃいろいろやっちゃったから、想像できちゃうじゃん。それでより心配になるっていう、
カーマ。That's your problem.
そういうカーマだよ。
That's your problem.
自分のせい。
The whole selfie thing and the way that technology is changing the way that people behave, particularly younger people, I feel like there hasn't really been a real serious consideration for how these technologies affect our minds. And so there should be like a, like user interfaces have to take into account the long-term impact on humans' psychology. And I think algorithms do too. But instead, what we've done is we've optimized those things for ad revenue instead.
Right, right.
So.
まあしかもその新しいサービスが出る頻度とかもすごい高いじゃない？早いからもうその止まってアナライズしてる暇もないもんね。Like, wait, what did this do to our society? みたいな、もうそんなこと言ってる暇なく、もうとりあえず roll out して、okay, let's see what happens, let's see what happens. で、なんか、ああ、結果的にみんながめっちゃなんかセルフィー撮る、ソサエティになったね、みたいな。
Well, that's why it's important to have, you know, these researchers and scientists and the public break these things down. And no one's really figured out what it is that something like Facebook or Instagram does to your brain.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we can expect those companies themselves to serve up that data. Yeah. So. This is my favorite. The Pentagon and Department of Defense ran a top secret program called the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program from 2007 to 2012, investigating the appearance of UFOs. The existence of the program was made public on December 16th, and the program was funded $22 million U.S. dollars over its duration. The program investigated anomalies such as aerial encounters with UFOs, as well as interviews with pilots. The leader of the program, Luis Elizondo, appeared on CNN Tuesday, stating the following: "My personal belief is that there is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone. These aircraft are displaying characteristics that are not currently within the U.S. inventory, nor any foreign inventory that we are aware of. Things that don't have any obvious flight services, any obvious forms of propulsion, and maneuvering in ways that include extreme maneuverability beyond, I would submit, the healthy G-forces of a human or anything biological."
アメリカ国防総省が2007年から2012年にかけて高度航空脅威確認プログラムと名付けた国家機密プロジェクトにて未確認飛行物体の存在について本格的に調査していたことが分かりました。これは先週土曜日に明らかになったもので2200万ドル、日本円でおよそ25億円が支出されました。調査では航空機と未確認飛行物体の遭遇記録の分析やパイロットへの取材などが行われました。プログラムを率いたルイス・エリゾンド氏はおととい CNN のインタビューに対し以下のように答えました。地球外生命体の存在を証明する十分な証拠があると信じています。観測された未確認飛行物体の数々は私たちが知り得る国内外のどの航空機の特徴とも合わない要素を持っていました。私たちには馴染みのない飛行方法や推進力を持つほか、人類や地球の生き物には耐えられない重力がかかる飛行の仕方をしたりするのです。
They're here.
すごいね。最近のこう宇宙のどこかに未確認生物がいるかいないかみたいなのをもうすっ飛ばして地球に訪れているかっていう話だもんね、これは。
It's so old school. This、ね、is so nostalgic.
ね、本当。
I thought I missed this whole...
ロズウェルだよ、ロズウェル。
I missed this whole thing. I wasn't alive yet. You know? Roswell and all the speculation around aliens.
すごいよね。25億円も使って。
Yeah, so apparently there have been actually a lot of UFO sightings recently, more than in the past. Particularly of... the black triangle UFOs,
okay,
and green fireballs,
okay,
and I think green fireballs might be the most commonly reported UFO. It's like this glowing, I mean, it's a green fireball and it just flies around in the sky, weirds people out. And the black triangle, there's many, many videos of black triangle UFOs that get uploaded to YouTube all the time. But people speculate that those are a top secret aircraft called the TR-3 Black Manta.
Okay.
Stealth fighter plane.
前からよく言われるよね。こう航空機のパイロットが変なものを目撃するっていうのはよくあるんだけど。
Astronauts too.
そうね、そう。ただまあ基本的にそういうのは軍事機密のなんか。そういうファイタージェットみたいなことであって、
right.
特にそのエイリアンがどうこうみたいな話じゃないみたいな説明はよくあるけど。
Right. That, I mean, yeah, for the black triangles don't tend to do anything impossible. So the top secret fighter plane explanation makes sense. The green fireball thing cannot really be explained as a military aircraft.
Okay.
And neither can this most recent video that's been going around about, what do you even call it? I mean, it's a UFO. I don't know. It's just another UFO. But what happened was in 2014, off the coast of San Diego, there was the USS Princeton destroyer, Navy ship. I don't know if it's actually a destroyer, but it's a Navy ship. And it had been monitoring some object out there.
Okay.
And so they dispatched two F-18s, F-A-18 fighter planes to check out this UFO. And the F-A-18s arrived and chased the UFO and took video of this UFO.
Okay.
The object has been confirmed by the pilots as well as the ship that originally reported it. And now it's in this video.
Okay.
And the leader of this program, this Elizondo guy, released this video to the public.
Okay.
Recently.
見たい。
Do you want to see it?
見たい。
Hold on.
あ、今見れんの？だからこれは政府が公表してるビデオってことだもんね。え、これ？
Yeah. But apparently there were a bunch of them.
バットマンじゃん。
And they say it's rotating.
何これ？
I don't know. I don't know.
形的には本当にこうバットマンが手広げて飛んでるみたいな感じの形だよね。
Well, we don't know what the shape of it actually is, but this, I guess the silhouette could be interpreted as Batman, but that's not a very likely explanation for what's actually happening.
面白いね。え、これは何だと思うってことになってんの？その政府的には。なんて言ってんの？え、わかりませんって言ってんの？
Well, they say that it's a UFO.I mean, it is a UFO. Yeah, UFO just means
未確認飛行物体。
Yeah, unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
And it checks those boxes.
Right.
I mean, we're assuming it's an object.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only one. I mean,
なんだろうね。今の面白いね。なんか音声が入ってるのが良かったね。
I love that, you know, the human reaction is when you see something like just...
Like, look at that, dude.
Look at that thing. Just look at it.Look, look, do you see this? Look at it. You know, like that's, you want people to see what you're seeing. So you don't feel like you're insane. You know, if you're the only person that sees something like that, oh my God.
It would suck. 何なんだろうね、これ。
I don't know. I'm extremely skeptical of the whole aliens being on Earth thing.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, given how many aliens there are,life forms there must be in the universe. There's, you know, trillions of stars and even more planets.
And yeah.
Who knows how many alien species there are and how much time has gone by, you know, up until this point. An alien species could have become advanced and sent a robot, you know, a drone to Earth or something. And this drone's been hanging out on Earth. The drone's like...2 million years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same drone that was flying around when the dinosaurs were here.
Yeah.
And we just spotted it using radar or something and we were like freaking out. Or this is all total BS. I have no idea.
But can this be bullshit? I mean, like...
Sure.
I thought this was published by the government.
I don't trust the government.
あ、そういう意味。
Well, what are we... what show am I on?No. I don't know. It wasn't technically released by the government because it was released by Elizondo after he had left the program. I mean, after the program had been terminated.
Okay. And who's this guy?
He's the guy that was leading the,
I know, but like,
project.
What is he? Who is he? What's his title?
I didn't see his...
resume.
His resume, but he was leading the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. Mm. And he actually said after he left that they had replaced him and that the program wasn't actually terminated.
Oh.
But I don't know if he was supposed to say that. So maybe they're still doing this UFO thing.
Hmm.
One thing that was very weird about this whole UFO business is they claim, or the New York Times claims, that Robert Bigelow and other people involved in this whole effort. Do you know who Robert Bigelow is? He's like an aerospace entrepreneur.
Okay.
He's made some parts for the space station and stuff.
Okay.
But they claim to have a metal alloy from a UFO.
Okay.
In a special storage facility in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
It's in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And there's a New York Times article saying that they have a fucking UFO part in Las Vegas. It just seems so ridiculous. It seems so ridiculous. Yeah.
Wait, New York Times heard it from who? From this guy?
Well, them and Politico published articles on this subject prior to some of the official release of all this stuff. And they had got into some details that they had received either from Robert Bigelow or there's like this Tom DeLonge guy, the co-lead singer for Blink-182 is somehow involved.
Wait, what? It's not that.
It's such a zoo. I cannot explain how crazy all of this stuff has become. So Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 is like working with Robert Bigelow or something. He's like involved in this whole thing somehow.
Okay.
A lot of people have been involved in this. Like even Robert Bigelow, who was involved in starting the program originally. He's a well-known like ufologist, you know.
Okay.
It's hard to tell how many people in the government itself have just lost their marbles, or there's only a few scenarios that could be true here. Either a bunch of people in the government have just lost their nuts, right?
Yeah.
They've just gone nuts.
Or
or there's the whole disclosure theory. So the main ufologist conspiracy theory is that the government's covering everything up.
Right.
Because after the Roswell incident, people said they saw, every time someone said that they saw a UFO, quite often the government, the military would actually confiscate people's photographs and confiscate anything that people had that was alien related.
Okay.
But that's just because that's how the military did shit back then. And it was kind of like, I don't know, they just wanted the data. If it was, because I think the government didn't know if aliens were on Earth in 1947 when that whole thing happened. You know, so they had a weird reaction to it. And the Defense Department back then put a lot of money into figuring this out.
Mm.
And so it's so bizarre that this is happening.
Yeah.
Like these days, like right now, and we have like...
Yeah, and I feel like, その、基本的に何でもあり得るじゃん。何でもあり得るから
多分、
not that, but...
Not that, okay.
なんかこう、すごい、本当のレジェットな専門家に聞いたとしても、絶対 150% あり得ないっていう人はいないと思うんだよね。ただ、UFO に関しては、こう、今まで、ネッシーとかもそうだけど、こう、偽の、情報とか偽の映像とかがあまりにもありすぎて、こう本物が例えばあったとしてももう嘘物に紛れちゃってさ全部が嘘に見えるじゃん。
And it would be that would be the case whether or not there were UFOs, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, てかなんで Blink 182の人が出てくるの?
I have no idea how all this stuff got so weird. It's like this Stephen Greer guy. You remember Ada?You remember the, he's like a 6-inch tall alien body that they found in the Atacama Desert of Chile. Do you remember that? There was this whole, as part of the Disclosure Project, which was a UFO's, I don't know, wet dream agenda led by Stephen Greer,
okay.
who had brought in all these military pilots and Pentagon officials and ex-NASA this and ex, you know, so on, and had them all testify that they saw aliens and stuff, right? Well, okay. he produced what he claimed was an alien body, and he's like, we have that alien body straight up. We found it in Atacama, Chile, and we're going to do a DNA analysis. They did a DNA analysis. It's human.
Right.
So, but the hysteria and the excitement that was built up around the potential of that being an alien body. Everyone believed it. They saw, it looks like an alien body.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing social phenomenon
right.
where you show someone this, it looks like an alien body. It actually exists. They haven't done the DNA test,
yeah.
but everyone is in a position to either say, I don't buy it, or that's totally an alien.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always exciting, right?
Mm.
Until you confirm that it's a total bullshit.
I don't know if we're there yet, especially with all this stuff. I'm less sure now, you know.
Mm.
Because why have an alien sent a probe?
Yeah.
To our planet. And if they decided to do so, how long could we expect it to take for it to get here?
Yeah. Yeah, like, 本当だったらさ、めっちゃ
aliens are probably listening to us right now.
Yeah.
They don't even have to wait for this to come out.
え、本当だったら楽しいから本当であってほしいけどさ。ただそのなんかスケプティカルなになる。I have a good reason.
But no, you should be as skeptical as possible. I think I'm trying to be at all times very diligent in my skepticism. However, I have to ask the opposite question.
Yeah.
How likely is it that an alien robot has never showed up on Earth ever?
Yeah.
How likely is it? I'm not really sure.
そうね。なんかだからやっぱ宇宙飛行士の人が言ってることとか、like Armstrong とかもなんか言ってたじゃん。なんか見てた、見られてたとか、
yeah.
そういう。
Well, John Glenn believes in aliens. He insists.
そういうのも本当であってほしいなって思うけど。
Yeah.
しかもなんかその at times it's like なんか嘘つくメリットあるかなみたいな時もあるじゃん。ある人もいるし、なんか。
For sure. The merchandise, you know.
その宇宙飛行士の人とかだとさ、しょぼ。
No.
しょぼ。次。
A new paper on our perception of time, published in Self and Identity by researchers at the University of Kansas, suggests that we perceive time as slipping away because of our tendency to collapse our distinct life experiences into larger chunks. The authors characterize the time slipping away problem as follows. Perceiving life as rapidly slipping away is psychologically harmful, unpleasant, demotivating, and possibly even hostile to the sense that life is meaningful. The researchers had 107 volunteers either write about how events over the past year of their lives were similar to events of other years, or speculate how events over the past year could have played out differently. The first group being encouraged to chunk their memories perceived the past year as having passed more quickly than the second, which was engaged in the opposite, being forced to coax details.
学会誌 Self and Identity に掲載されたカンザス大学の研究で、人が時間を過ぎ去っていくものだと感じるのは、人生で起きるイベントを大きな塊として認識しているからであるという仮説が発表されました。論文では、人生は素早く過ぎ去っていくものだと認識するのは、やる気をそぎ、人生に意味がないと思いかねないという点で心理的に害があるとしています。107人の被験者を2つのグループに分け、1つ目のグループには過去1年の出来事と他の年の出来事との類似点を書き出してもらい、もう1つのグループには過去1年の出来事を振り返って、こうなっていたら違う流れになっていたかもと思うことを書き出してもらいました。1つ目のグループは過去1年の記憶を1つの塊として捉える必要があるため、過去1年の出来事を詳細に思い出す必要がある2つ目のグループと比較して1年が早く過ぎ去ったように感じていました、
yep.
うん、面白いね、
yeah.
なんかその過去の振り返り方、
mm-hmm.
とか時間の捉え方っていう意味で日本語で話してるとき、
mm-hmm.
で結構日本の人は5年ぐらい前にさとか、なんか7年8年前ぐらいにあそこ旅行行った時みたいな言い方するけど、英語で話してるとさ、まあ、人によるけど2007年にとかさ、その年号でちゃんと記憶がラベルされてる人多くない？
Yeah, but that's also very much a generational thing. Older people tend to
do that. あれすごい不思議なんだけど、いつも あとなんか卒業年数とかでみんな言うじゃん、まあ、Class of 09とかいう言い方もするから、こう結構その年号がちゃんと。
But don't you think older people were much more diligent with that? Like I、a lot of people I know are able to do that sort of thing, older people. Well, you know, they would say in the fall of, you know, 02 or in the spring of, so there's the season and then the year. And each event has little posted, little labels on it in their mind, you know, season and the year and then it's referencing as, okay, that was, you know, between this event and this other event. Yeah. And
それ全くないよね。
You don't do that.
全然ないね。もう全部ぐっちゃぐちゃだもん。
Is it all from reference from the present? Or is it because...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that other system doesn't reference from the present, right?
そうだね。だからもう本みたいになってるから、別に今がいつだろうと関係ないっていうことでしょ。それを本を開けばもうすぐわかるみたいな。
Yeah, it's like which volume is that in? Oh, it's in the 1998 volume.
そうだね。
But now it's like which volume is that in? Oh, it's a different volume from last year, because last year I said it was this many years ago. So you have to, you know.
今が確かにレファレンスポイントになっちゃってるから。
Yeah.
わかんない。
I don't know if that's good for recall.
Well, it's not.
So are we just forgetting our lives? Is that what's happening here? Like we just forget our lives and that's why it seems to move faster. Isn't that what's happening though? Because this collapsing concept is you're compressing a file. There's a file and you've now zipped this file and those extra details are now gone. Because the next time you remember that event, you'll remember the zipped file. You won't remember the original memory.
Right.
Right? So you tell someone what happened such and such time, and now you remember the recitation
right.
of the memory, which is actually a zipped file.
Yeah, but that's how it works for everyone. I mean, that's how memory works, right? You just remembering the event.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
Is that, what if you've, but I don't, I mean, not necessarily. If you smell something, you can bring back the original memory, high fidelity, right?
Don't you have... But then the next time it happens, it's reference to the last time that it happened.
Without...
Whether you know it or not.
It's certainly infected by the second version,
right?
Yeah,
that's why it gets blurry, right?
Yeah.
But... So, ne.
Do you remember high quality memories? Where you can slow it down and like make out someone's face.
No.
No?
What? No.
You don't have like videos, like video memory in your head where you can see, you can pull up the memory and see things that you didn't know were in the memory? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, どうかな?
Because from my childhood, I have like weird, I have like, it's very visual. Because
okay.
I think, you know. You don't understand much language.
But that's not from the video that your parents filmed or anything? It's just from your memory.
Yeah.
And
I can see where I was.
Okay.
And I almost feel like I can look around. Okay. But not really.
I mean, I do parts of those memories, but... でももともとね、なんかね...
It's just a blurry mess.
なんか詳細をあんま覚えてるタイプじゃないんだよね。だから小学校の時の友達とかに会って、あん時さあんなことあったよねみたいな、マミもいたじゃんとかっていうのは大体覚えてない。え、本当に私いたみたいな感じで、すごい覚えてる子っているじゃん。あん時ああやって言ってこうやってマミが言ったじゃんとか言われても、
You know what I mean by this re-scanning thing of your memory? It's like if you walked through a hallway and you arrived at this room, and then I asked you after you got here, oh, what was in the hallway? Now, you weren't paying any attention when you walked through the hallway, but you have this video of you walking through the hallway that you can bring up and check to see if there was any objects, right?
Right. But you don't do that as an exercise, usually, or I don't.
Well, not deliberately, but we do this all the time.
Like how? When?
Well, when you need to remember where something is. It's like you never consciously saw that your car keys were in some specific place. But you'll be like, oh, I remember seeing them on this shelf. And you'll have like a picture of the car keys on the shelf in your head.
Mm.
And you walk over there and there they are.
Yeah.
Right?
あの辺で見た気がするみたいなことね。
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not really.
It's not visual.
つながってる like that.
You receive like a text message. Like
kind
you left
of.
Your keys on
like
the.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hmm.
It's not connected like that.
Hmm.
I feel like. And I have no sense of time.
of time?
だからなんか結婚した年とかパッと何年ですかって言われてもみたいな感じ。
We need reference points once we've moved on to the future to remember the past. And how do you really think about something like the future? Like, what is it?
Well, it's more so.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The future is your imagination?
Past is memory and future is more so.
But it's not quite your imagination. It shows up.
What's
sometimes
your
unannounced.
What's your imagination based on?
Your morsel is trying to help you survive the oncoming
right.
future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But okay. When I think about the future, it's usually like bundled with anxiety.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I guess it's a survival thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what anxiety is for, right?
Yeah, I think I would have done really good if I was living in a cave or something.
Yeah.
I would never be reckless.
Your anxiety would serve you well.
Yeah, for sure.
They give a good example, these researchers, of how this phenomenon works. And the example is walking through a park.
Hmm.
So if a child walks through a park, they meet a dog, they smell a flower. You know, perhaps for the first time, they trip, or there's a puddle, or there's a caterpillar, all these things. But the adult is like, yeah. And then, so when they're both done, the child and the adult saw the same stuff. The only difference between them is how long they've been on Earth or alive, right? But the child's interpretation is all of these amazing, exciting things, crazy things happened. You know, his eyes are sparkling. And this whole thing is just filed away as, oh, yeah, we went for a walk. And it's just in the adult's mind. We went for a walk. And it's just tossed in some...
Yeah.
It's ultimately reduced.
Right.
To... the smallest possible, know, like form of what it was.
Yeah.
Whereas the younger you are, it's expanded as much as possible. They're taking as much as they possibly could out of it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of how you treat the moment too seems to matter. How you treat the moment influences how you collapse the moment once you're in the future.
Right. So done. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, if you're, I mean, yeah, you could be walking through the park and then you're there, but then your mind doesn't necessarily have to be there, right, in the park. So then it's like, you might as well
you're
be
bored.
Somewhere else.
why can't you go to the park tomorrow, smell flowers and like see a worm and be like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
If you're an adult for some reason, that's just
out of bounds. I think scuba diving is something that you can still, I mean, even if you're old,
mm-hmm.
you can still get that.
That's true.
For some reason.
Yeah, but it's exactly the same as just walking through the forest or something. It's like, oh, I saw an eel and then there was a turtle. But this is the land, this is the ocean version of the kids' park
right,
story,
right?
Right,
yeah, yeah. そうだね。
うん。
いや、スキューバダイブ。なんか寒いからね、今。外出たくないんだよ。そう。
It's too cold.
もう引きこもってるよ。
I don't know how people live in those like minus
20.
Yeah.
Yeah. ね、東京なんてだってまだマシな方でしょ。もう今もっと上の人たちはもっと寒いと思うけど。
Mm. Did you see that shark video?
Oh my god, the abuse one?
What?
What?
No, no, oh. I don't watch those.
Oh.
I did hear about that. But no, there was a different video of a great white shark.
Yeah.
So this guy's just, he's scuba diving. And he's okay. just standing on the bottom of the ocean or whatever. And the water is murky. And this enormous great white shark shows up out of just the fog behind him.
Okay.
And his head, like, bounces off the bottom row of teeth.
What?
Of this great white shark. It swims. His head nearly just goes into its... If the shark had yawned, he'd be dead. But the shark just came up and just... Its jaws just bounced off
Wait,
the back
the
of his head.
Wait, the shark didn't see the guy?
No, I think it... I don't know. I think it
Why
did.
Why did he bump into the guy?
Don't they do that?
What? Why?
To check it out, see if it's edible.
Wait, the guy was not looking at the shark?
No, he had no idea.
Oh, okay.
He was just, and when it hit his head, he just thought it was like a...
Oh, something.
You know, a fish or something touched his head. No, it swims past him and he gets to see the full on,
oh
you know,
my God.
Like, I don't know how big that thing is. It's humongous.
Like, I'm kind of jealous. Like, he was okay, right?
Yeah, it's the craziest scuba ocean shark fish anything video I've ever seen.
I have to watch
it. It's so scary.
I'm jealous.
It's so scary. Sharks.
As long as you're okay, right? Like anything crazy is okay.
Oh, so scary.
Mojokoshi no tekisto bilingual news no koushiki appli kara Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad de check onegai shimasu.単発での購入もできるし月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プラスリーディング練習用のエッセイとか単語テスト機能とかいろいろついているのでマイケルが何言ってるか確認したい人などなどぜひ使ってみてください、スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので気に入ったら使っていただけると助かります。 Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。